Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that through your precious word, we can understand, Father God, that you have broken down every wall of hostility between us and you, and mankind, Jew and Gentile, and us and everyone. There's no more walls of hostility. It's available all in you. Thank you, Lord, that we can understand that, that we can have peace in you, peace with ourselves, and peace with each and every person out there by the leading of your Holy Spirit and because of this great love that has been made available to us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. A wonderful portion of scripture. Let's listen to it together. It's Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 14 to 18.
For Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his body on the cross he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new people from the two groups. Together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death. He brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him, and peace to the Jews who were near. Now, all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Jesus Christ has done for us.
Hallelujah. Father, we appreciate what you guys have done for us, that Jesus was bruised and he went through terrific persecution.
Horrific.
Horrific. So that we can come back. Thank you. We were all like sheep gone astray, but you have brought us back. And thank you, by your Spirit, you just keep us in love. You pour your love into our heart so we can have peace with you and develop on schedule and have peace with each and every brother out there. And through our lives, bear witness that we are new creations. And as new creations, we got the ministry of restoration to restore and bring people closer to you. Thank you, Father God, that we can all be new creations now because of your great love and the sufferings of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. We really appreciate you for what you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.